Hello, my little ones. Mama Tells a Story is back. Today we have an amazing story, which is The Clever, Clever Monkey. Once, long ago in the jungle, the animals were gathered around the watering hole. They were very sad because a new lion had come to live in their part of the jungle. The lion was a terrible bully. He tied the elephant's trunk in a knot and put fruits on rhino's horn. The lion even played connect the dots with giraffe spots and made funny pictures. The animals met to see how they could get rid of the lion. Above them on a tree, a monkey was listening. He started laughing. "Why are you laughing?" asked the animals.
"I'm laughing because you're all scared of the lion." "I am not afraid of him. He has been working for me for years," said the monkey.
This thought of the monkey making the lion work for him made all the animals laugh. The lion walked up to the animals and roared,
"Why are you laughing?"
The animals told the lion what the monkey had said.
"What? Where is the monkey?"
The animals pointed to the tree where the monkey had been sitting, but he was gone now. The lion stormed off to find this monkey. Far, far away from the watering hole, the monkey was sitting in the middle of the path. When the monkey saw the lion, he ran up to him and the lion growled.
"The animals told me that you said you were not afraid of me and that I worked for you."
That's not what I told them, friend. I told them I am afraid of you, that I wish I could work for you," replied the monkey. "Come on, lion, let's go see those silly animals and make sure they know the truth," said the monkey. Together they started walking down the path towards the watering hole. They had gone only a few steps when the monkey grabbed his leg and started crying.
"What is wrong with you?" growled the lion.
"I stepped on a sharp rock. I'm afraid that I can't walk back with you," said the monkey.
"You have to tell all the animals that you're afraid of me,"
said the lion.
"Well, I could, but you have to let me ride on your back," said the monkey.
The lion agreed, and the monkey got on lion's back and started walking down the path. They had only got a few steps ahead when the monkey cried again.
"What is wrong now?"
"I'm having a hard time sitting on your back. It's very lumpy. It would help if I had a saddle," said the monkey.
The lion got irritated, but he helped the monkey make a saddle out of palm leaves. The monkey sat on the saddle and said,
"Oh, this is much better. Let's go."
They had only got a few steps ahead when the monkey cried again.
"What is wrong with you, monkey?"
"I'm afraid of falling out of the saddle. Could you please give me something to hold on?"
The lion helped the monkey tie some vines around his neck.
"Oh, this is much better. Let's go."
Again, they had gotten just a few steps ahead and the monkey started crying. Lion was losing his patience.
"What is the matter with you?"
the monkey says.
"There are a lot of flies around here. I need something to swat them away."
The lion got a large leafy branch and gave it to the monkey.
Oh, thank you, lion. This will help. Let's go.
As the monkey and the lion got close to the watering hole, the monkey sat up high in the saddle, grabbed the vines, swatted the lion with the leaf and yelled, "Yeah!" The lion was so surprised that he ran very fast. He ran so fast that he ran right past the watering hole where all the animals were gathered.
"Come on, lazy lion, it's no time to rest," yelled the monkey.
All the animals were surprised and they started to laugh as they saw the monkey on the lion's back. As they went past the watering hole, the monkey swung off the lion's back and went up the trees. The laughter of the animals rang in lion's ears and he got very embarrassed. He never came back to that part of the jungle. He may be still running and the clever monkey may be still laughing. Moral of the story, my little ones, is with your intelligence, you can overcome any powerful situation that is troubling you. Think about it. I'll see you next time. Till then, bye-bye.